The gospel reading today is we hear about our Lord calling his first apostles. We sometimes marvel that he would simply walk by someone, say, "Follow me," and they just drop everything and follow him. But it may be a little bit more than just that. We look at St. John's gospel, for instance. Recall that St. John the Baptist had pointed out our blessed Lord to a couple of his apostles. Andrew went and told Peter, and so we already had James and John, and so they had already met our Lord, if we look at it that way. And they had already believed who he was, because that's what Andrew had told Peter. We found the Messiah. So when Jesus now is walking along the Sea of Galilee and simply calls to them to follow him, they had already begun to believe in him and were ready to drop everything and follow him. Which then brings the question to ourselves. We believe in him. Are we ready to drop everything and follow him? Are we willing to do whatever it is that he's going to ask us to do? We do actually say that he is God. And we know that he only wants what's the very best for us. So if he makes it clear that this is what he wants, are we willing to do what he asks? These men were willing to leave their living behind. They were willing to drop everything because they believed that they had found the Messiah. I suppose we could say the difference is we know that we have found the Messiah. And yet we're not willing to drop everything. And we're not willing to drop perhaps what might be the most important part of all of this. Because our Lord said, repent and believe in the gospel. We like our sins too much and we don't want to let go of them. We are enamored with our sins. And so the one thing that our Lord is asking more than anything, get rid of our sins and love the Lord. Are we really willing to do that? Again, it's the same point that we've made many times. We want our Lord in our lives, but we don't really want him to be our life. We're not even sure that we want him to be the center of our life. So that's the part we have to look at. When you look at what these guys were willing to do to follow him, they didn't have the knowledge that we do. And they were willing to say, I believe that this is the Messiah. This is the one who was promised. And they were willing not only to walk away from their livelihood, as we hear about today, but ultimately to follow our Lord for 3 years, and then to go out, put their lives on the line, and preach the same gospel that Jesus had preached, and ultimately to give their lives for that gospel. Jesus became their entire life because they recognized that there was nothing in the world that is more important. And sadly for most of us, he's just become one part of our life. The world is more important. Now, we wouldn't probably say that. We just live it. We make the world far more important than our Lord. We make fitting in with everybody else more important than our Lord. We make materialism more important than our Lord. If these men were willing to drop everything that they were doing, which would have provided for their families, They weren't going to let the materialism get in the way. Most of us do. We don't really trust the Lord. So those are some things that we have to look at. Jesus told us that the kingdom of God was at hand. And it's interesting because when we look at it and you say, okay, we pray the Our Father, we pray thy kingdom come. But our Lord here says the kingdom of God is at hand. So which is it? It's both. We are awaiting the kingdom, ultimately in heaven, but even his kingdom to be established firmly on earth. But in the meantime, it has to be firmly established in each one of us. And so again, we go back and say, all right, what was the message of our Lord? The kingdom of God is at hand. Repent. Believe in the gospel. Do we really believe? We know it's the word of God, the gospel is. And we don't say that we don't believe it, but we don't. I've mentioned this to you before, but remember watching this video about Father Solanus Casey, and one of the friars was talking about him and said something that was so profound that I'm not sure if he quite understood what he was saying, because it sure convicted himself. But he said the difference between Father Solanus and the rest of us is that he believed what Jesus said. Like, really? Boy, does that hit it on the head. We give it lip service, but we don't really believe it. Because if we did, we would live it. Father Solanus lived it. That's what that guy was saying. He believed. This is what Jesus said. He did it. Be a good challenge for all of us. Listen to what he said. Celebrate the baptism of the Lord. What did our Heavenly Father say? Listen to him. This is my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased. Listen to him. We listen to talking heads. We listen to people who drone on. I suppose you might be thinking that right now. But we don't want to listen to him. He's God. So maybe it's something that we really need to look at. Are we truly repenting of our sins? Are we really believing in the gospel? Are we allowing the kingdom of God to be firmly established within us? That's where it has to start. One heart at a time. So if we're living in a world where our Lord is being rejected, it's going to be easy to follow along, to find a compromise. There is no compromise. If our hearts are truly going to believe him and we're going to live it, then there's no in between. So that's a great challenge for us. The very first thing that our Lord was preaching is to get our lives turned around, to repent of our sins. That doesn't just mean to admit that, yeah, it's wrong. It means to change our lives, to quit sinning, and then to believe in the gospel, to believe what it is that he said so that we can live it. That's where the kingdom of God is going to be firmly established in our hearts. And when that happens, then it can begin to spread and ultimately be established firmly in the world.